Our friends from Visit York County, they're in the studio. They're helping us fill up our social calendar for this weekend and beyond. We've got President, what's your official title, Andy?
President and CEO.
CEO. That's what
you,
it is.
You can say whatever you want. I'll go along with
well,
it.
You're a good sport, but I want to make sure you get your credit. So President and CEO of Visit York County. We also have Michelle Manning Osborne from Visit York County. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Michelle's going to kind of give us a rundown in a minute of events that are happening in the weeks ahead. Andy, you're going to kind of take us back just to last week to the Come See Me Festival with a recap and kind of what the numbers show in the tourism world.
Yeah. So as you guys know, and I feel like I saw you all over the place. We were both pinging around to all the different events. Yeah, we made it to just, you know, we want to be there from a marketing standpoint to capture it, get it on our social media channels, and then have that content even to promote it for next year. So I feel like we were at a lot, you know, Beach Bash and the trucks and Hops in the Park, Velodrome. I mean, yeah, we hit a lot of it. And it's great. It really is a great festival. We promoted it a lot. I think our PR side of things, I mean, we were in probably over 8 different outlets, just different articles, travel writers. We had 3 travel writers come in. So
cool. Do you invite them specifically, or do they come because they know they're, you know, this is a good time to get stories and you kind of coordinate with them?
We invite them, sure. And it's coordinated. Michelle did a lot of work as far as coordinating what all they're going to and getting the, you know, you got to roll out the red carpet for them, right? Yeah. So there's a lot of coordination there. So,
well, what did the numbers show, or what did some of the other early figures tell you about the 2025 Come See Me Festival?
Still getting kind of overall, Come See Me is so hard because it's in so many locations. So, like, what's the overall attendance for Come See Me? And it's hard. We're kind of gathering that, but a couple different events. So, Beach Bash was in downtown. The attendance there, and this comes from Placer AI, which is a software, mobile location data. So all these are estimates, but through mobile location data, we have a pretty good idea. So 6,600 for attendance at Beach Bash. That out of county, so visitors, we consider a visitor out of county, was at 54%. So that's very strong, which I think makes sense. I think that one just, in downtown, you're going to get a lot of people from outside the county. Hops in the Park and Gourmet Gardens out at Winthrop Lake. That one was at 6,900 for attendance. 34% was out of county. So once again, a strong number there. And then the fireworks was at 5,800 for attendance, and then 18% for out of county. Which fireworks probably the last one?
It's, I think, like fireworks the big hurrah.
Is probably a little bit more localized. But yeah, so still great numbers. You know, I think very much a success for Come See Me. So.
Especially the figures that show folks from out of the county, right? Because they chose to get in their vehicle and drive however far to come here to our community, whether they came from Lancaster, Chester, neighboring Mecklenburg County in North Carolina, or wherever, they had to get here. So that means once they were here, chances are they either stayed here or bought gas here or went to a restaurant. So
all the above. Yeah,
they did. Like that, right?
Yeah, that's 100%. That's
those tourism dollars at work here, and we're able to do so many more events and get armed with knowledge. So that's great. I mean, we know how big the Come See Me Festival is, but it's nice to kind of put some figures behind it, rough estimates, to kind of give folks a wow. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And Andy, how do you use those stats or those numbers in preparation for the following year?
Yeah. So, and we're diving into it more, and I think that's where Michelle comes into play as far as strategy. You know, we can really pinpoint, as far as, like I said, for Beach Bash, 54% are out of county. We can really, you know, if we know that, and I'm making up a number here, but let's just say 12% of those or 8% came from Spartanburg, you know, we'll probably do some boosted posts or some Facebook advertising for Beach Bash next year in the Spartanburg area. So that's how we kind of use this data for us to be smarter on a advertising standpoint.
Mm-hmm. And Michelle, it's building on the momentum, right? So again, then an example, if 18% came from Spartanburg, chances are those folks probably told other people about it that 100%. Went. And so now when that person sees the ad, they're like, oh, that's the one that so-and-so was telling us about. Maybe we should take a look at it. So it's just building upon those that momentum there.
Yeah, and we're currently running like paid social ads and paid search ads for our spring festival. So when you click the ad, it takes you to our events page where it says like, Strawberry Festival and come see me and stuff. So that we use that information to really pinpoint who exactly we should be targeting and try to get as many people into our county as possible.
And I know that you talked a little bit about bringing in the travel writers and the bloggers. Do you typically find people from within the state of South Carolina, or are they coming from out of state? What does that look like to kind of help spread that word?
It's probably half and half, okay. Honestly. A lot of the travel writers that we bring in cover you know, like we have one coming up that's like a mother-daughter type trip, families, the agrotourism is really popular right now. So, you know, people want to come to York County for that. So it just depends on kind of what they're looking for. A lot of travel writers are writing about like the historical sites in our county and Old Town and stuff like that. So that's been really great.
We got that too.
Yes.
In addition to all of our festivals and events, you want historical facts, we got you. If you want this, we got you, right?
Yep.
We'll take care of them. Absolutely. For sure. Well, Michelle, what is happening here in our community over the next several weeks?
Yeah, so today is a big one. So you guys have the Egg Classic today, and then we are the presenting sponsor for the Winthrop game tonight at 6. We're doing ice cream night, and we have a special collab between Prater's Bakery and Two Scoops Ice Cream. We have two flavors that are a collab for that, so make sure to come out with the family. We have a couple more events coming up. So the Clover Easter Egg Hunt is today as well. Mr. Putty's in TKK is doing an Easter egg hunt on Saturday. And then Children's Day at the farm at Brattonsville is Saturday as well.
And that one's interesting because they're tying in with the 250th anniversary. Yep. There's a lot of activities going on during that time. And it's so interesting because kids today feel like, oh, this is, I don't know how you survived growing up, mom and dad. You think that... Our kids think that we were raised 250 like years ago. And so it is nice to kind of show them what life was like for these kids that had no technology. And at that time, kids were had really because they were extra hands for work. Mm-hmm. Like they needed extra hands. And so when you really get to see what life was like, I think it helps kids today realize like, wow, I'm not going to take for granted all of these.
Maybe I shouldn't complain. That's
what I'm trying to say in a nicer way, but I like how you said it, Michelle, better for sure. Oh my goodness. And you've got all kind of blogs coming up, right? Because you got Mother's Day happening. You've got Father's Day. You've got spring break. And these blogs, my gosh, you all save us so much time because you all capture and gather all this information. So you click on the blog, right? And do what? Like you can figure out what you want to celebrate, when you want to celebrate.
Where
and chances
go.
Are the event is there.
So we just launched one that's the whole roundup of where you can pick your own strawberries in York County. So we've done the research for you there. We have one about family-friendly activities in the spring. And then we have one of all the places that you should take your dog in York County.
Oh, that's a fun
one. That is great.
I mean,
that's on the website.
These all came out in the past week, 2 weeks. So they're all very relevant, up to date. So, just... great kind of blog ideas where you can kind of go through it in 3 minutes and really figure out where you're going to pick your strawberries or where you're going to take your dog.
That's great. And all this can be found on the website. And make sure you get signed up for the Yoko Buzz. And our friends in Fort Mill, speaking of strawberries, are getting ready for the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. Mm-hmm. Again, another opportunity to capture a lot of data as they continue to celebrate this festival, which has just exploded. That has been a great example of taking a festival and rebranding it and giving it a new look, and it just took off.
That's a big one for the tourism industry. You know, previous years it's been more localized, but now since it's blown up the way it has, it's more visitors in that festival.
Well, we can't wait. So our friends from Visit York County, they make sure that we are not bored, and y'all go do a great job. Thank you so much. So go out to the Great Easter Egg Classic today, and when you're done, just head right on over to Winthrop Baseball, and you're going to get some ice cream and some sweet treats and cheer on our Winthrop Eagles baseball team, courtesy of Visit York County. Michelle and Andy, as always, thank you so much. We appreciate it.